It's the Escape Artist Podcast at DonkeyJawProjects.com, hosted by yours truly, Marshall Couture, also known as Black.
We make, relate, create, it's change harness. The soul within the comics and movies that they market. Activating people's imaginations, the target, work the hardest. With passion and heart, it's Escape Artist.
What's up, y'all? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Plex, of DonkeyJawProjects.com. And today, once again, you're listening to the Escape Artist Podcast. I don't know what episode number it is, but we're in the 70s. Wish we were in the 70s heat-wise here. But nope, we got mountains of ice and snow. So that's fun. But yeah, how you guys doing? I'm doing all right. I don't know why. It's funny. I always say, how you guys doing? It's like some Mr. Rogers junk right there. I'm the Mr. Rogers of art podcasting or something. I don't know. So let's see. Today I kind of have a topic. And stuff. I guess I'll talk about, just in case, like, if you don't watch the videos, you may listen to the podcast and not watch the videos. Some people who probably watch the videos don't listen to the podcast. It's all good. So, but if you do both, I might do a little more repeating than you like. I don't know. I'll try to keep it fresh, though. And I probably will just by default, because I have kind of different things on my mind, different days or whatever. So, and I'm trying to think. I think that I never actually got to get the YouTube video of last week's podcast up. It's been rough, guys. Like, trying to get, like, videos up every day, and, I don't know, I don't really like the idea of recording and putting videos up every day, exactly. I like the idea of posting every day and publishing every day, but, I just don't have the time, you know, to do it all, you know, plus actually do the art, you know. The art is supposed to be the most important part of it, or the creating of whatever it is I'm creating, but, so I think there's going to be some changes, some much needed changes. Sorry, I just had some lunch, so, whoa, phone almost fell. Just had some lunch, so, got a little phlegmy stuff going on, it seems like, so I'm really sorry about that. Hopefully it's not too annoying, or not even too prevalent, at least, hopefully. So, updates, well, this week was rough, but I'm feeling better today, so that's cool. But kind of started off good and exciting, and, you know, I got really excited about art and was kind of on a roll for a couple minutes there. And then, I don't know what it was, but I just got dragged down somehow, emotionally, creatively. I just could not make things happen. And, you know, my productivity as far as getting videos out and stuff and went down. And it's kind of rough, you know. And it's hard to say even what caused it, you know. But it was like one of those weeks where, like, it's like every, like, just little things just keep happening that are just, like, annoying, and, like, you know, when you kind of get that woe is me attitude, like, freaking, of course, you know, this happened and screwed me up, and of course that happened, and I don't know, you know, when you kind of get in those vibes that suck, and, like, for instance, my belt broke at work while I was just walking. Like, I was literally just walking. That's nothing, not even stretching it or nothing. And the metal, just part of the metal just snapped and was done. Can't use it anymore. It's like, beautiful. So, that's a problem. Because, you know, I don't know. It just was dumb. And, oh man, this part, there, it's going to be bumpy, but... and then when I was going to look for a belt, you know, I went to like 3 different stores because, you know, I mean, obviously you could go to Walmart and stuff, but I just, it wasn't convenient for me at the time. And so what was convenient for me was, you know, there was like a shopping mall area and there's at least 3 stores where I could potentially get a belt. So I was like, all right, well, let me try, you know, one. I went to Marshall's first, which is, you know, kind of a good option because it's stuff can be cheaper there sometimes because it's, you know, stuff that didn't sell in other stores or whatever, I guess. But they didn't have my size belt. So I was like, okay, great. So I went to Old Navy, was next door, and they didn't have any decent belts. All the belts were like, you could tell it was just super cheap. And I just, I need a belt for work is the main biggest thing, but I mean, I need it all the time, but it's like, it needs to be able to take a little bit of a wear and tear, you know. It can't just, you know, it can't just fall apart the first week I use it. So then I went to Bob's, which was near there, and they're like, just like, yeah, they had belts and they were some decent ones, but they're freaking like, I was going to be in, like, the lowest was like $25 for a belt. And I'm like, I'm not spending $25 for a belt. I mean, and they had ones for like $40. I'm like, really? Like, you know, everything else is expensive. Let me just get a belt at least, you know? So, and plus money's been tight, you know, this last couple weeks. So, it's just annoying. So I couldn't get a belt, and, you know, I just was done. You know, I was done shopping that day. I was like, screw it, I'm just gonna, you know, I had to end up going like 3 days without a belt and, you know, just pulling my pants up constantly and, you know, being a little bit more of the homie that I am, I guess, being into hip hop. But I don't, you know, I don't like change anything. Like, I'm a suburban white kid, and I, you know, I, when I was younger, I did like kind of sag my pants a little bit, but even then I always tried to be authentic and just be me, you know. And at that time that was me, you know. I was younger and stuff, but you know, as you grow older, like, even people who like are from areas where it's just like really heavy slang and dress certain ways, like, as they grow older, if they mature, you know, obviously some people kind of stay in that, you know, but some people, you know, they grow up, they have kids, and maybe move out of the city, or maybe stay in the city, but kind of mature, or whatever it is. I'm not trying to put any stereotypes here is the problem, but, you know, even them, a lot of times, they'll kind of update their clothes and talk a little differently. I mean, not be fake, but so I don't know. Anyways, so I'm not like, I wear my belts up, you know, to where for the most part they're supposed to be, but they kind of slide down by accident because I'm always, you know, working and stuff moves around, unfortunately. So a lot of information you guys really probably don't care about, but you know me, I ramble about a bunch of stuff. So anyways, you know, that kind of stuff happened a lot this week. There was other stuff, just little things here and there that just got under my skin. And every time I tried to do like art, it was like rushed, and I was already tired, or I had to wait until like later in the night when I was too tired. And I'm just not good creatively when I'm tired. Like, a lot of you guys, like, are big on, you know, you don't start get, well, some people don't even start getting stuff done until like the midnight hour. Some people just working all day and they work long hours. For me though, I get to a point where I'm kind of no good. If I'm too hungry or too tired, I'm kind of no good most of the time. Sometimes I can get like the second wind thing and get energized and inspired. But, you know, it's tough. Most of the time, I'm just, you know, if I'm tired or hungry, I'm almost no good, you know. I have learned how to be productive and not pissed and negative or whatever when I'm sick, which is a good thing. And I think a big part of that is I started, you know, taking vitamins a lot when I'm sick. So that actually kicks the cold down a lot of notches. Very seldomly do I have a cold where it kicks my butt anymore, you know. It's pretty much very manageable, you know. And in fact, sometimes it's almost unnoticeable, even to myself. You know, it's like when I go to bed, it starts to be a little stronger than when I wake up. But other than that, the whole day, sometimes it almost feels like it's not even there. Because, man, zinc and echinacea, man, it's freaking, it's a wonder drug in my opinion. And it's not a drug, it's vitamins. So, I don't know. I love it. It works. Something that actually works. For me, at least. I mean, everything works differently with different people. But, so, that all being said, a lot of annoying stuff happened, and I just had a very negative mindset for most of the week, even though I had, like, some extra time to work on my stuff and a couple times, which is cool, but then those didn't really work out that well, and blah, 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 so, like I said, it was a little rough, and, you know, I kind of got to feeling kind of bad, too, when, you know, I see other people knocking it out of the park, you know, and doing really awesome. You know, the whole comparing myself to other artists thing, I guess, is, and that's always a weird debate type of thing. You know, on one hand, sometimes it is good to compare yourself to other artists because it helps kick you in the butt, but on the other hand, sometimes it stops you. And, you know, this week I was able to turn it around yesterday, actually, and let that be, like, motivation to kind of kick me in the butt. And one of the biggest things was watching Gazbot's last video for the 100 Days of Making Comics. He reached 100. I've said it a bunch of times already, but congratulations again, man. So awesome. And he did it with a vengeance, you know. He didn't just, like, barely make it. He killed it, you know. And it's so awesome, and it's an inspiration. But in one aspect, it made me feel kind of bad because, you know, I'm slacking a lot, you know. And that's okay, you know, whatever. I'm course correcting, you know. I'm going to change that. I already changed it a little bit last night. I got my video out, did my art or whatever. And what I came up with is a couple plans, and usually that's what happens. I have to kind of take a step back and then make a plan and then move forward again. And that's kind of what I did, and I'll get into that in a second. I'm going to have to pause the recording for a minute. All right, so I'm back. And I guess before I get into the main topic, I do have one other thing that just came across my mind that I really, it was kind of a little bit of a eureka moment, sort of. Well, you know, these eureka moments are kind of funny because, like, a lot of times I get the same eureka moment, and it just gets a little deeper, a little more applicable to whatever it is I'm dealing with. So this isn't something I, you know, just dawned on me. It's something I've been thinking about a lot, but it dawned on me again. And that is, I need to, and this is a little bit off all these topics, but it's something that is, you know, big part of the theme of what I'm going through here on all these broadcasting things. But I just really need to make my number one goal and priorities, or my primary goals and priorities, to be being consistent is like one of them. And like, I need to make my goals not business goals. Like, I need to, it made more sense in my brain unit. But I need to not be focused on how can I figure out how to make money, how can I figure out how to make money. I mean, that needs to be something I think about and something that I kind of learn about and figure out. And then I need to set whatever it is in place, which, you know, like I was saying, the email marketing or whatever, and the, you know, the selling on eBay or whatever it is, whatever avenue it is that I plan, or you, you know, whoever it is plans on doing. Okay, figure that out, set it up, make it a thing that's just kind of automatic for a while. And the thing is for any of that stuff, you got to build up traction and it's going to take a while. So stop worrying about that. You know, once you get like something set, you know, a business model, that's probably why they call it a model, or some kind of structure or architecture, however you want to think of it. Once you get that model set in place, just let that be. Stop thinking and worrying about it. It's not the model that, you know, a lot of different models work, but it's not the model that's the problem. It's not, you know, should I do it on Kickstarter? Should I do it on Patreon? Should I do this? Blah, 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 blah. Just settle on one. Let that be what it is. And now make your goals different than that. You know, okay, what do you have to do to put your stuff into that model? And then just do it. But my goal needs to be just now the consistency of putting out videos. You know, that's my goal. Like, did I get my videos out this week? You know, did I get my 100 days, like my daily painting, done this week? Did I reach those art goals and painting and, excuse me, freaking burping on the podcast. I try not to do that, but sometimes it just happens and I forget. Sorry. But, you know, did I get the podcast out this week? It's not about focusing on, okay, I did all that, but I'm not making the money, and now I'm getting really discouraged because I'm not getting anywhere, and I have the pressure because I have, you know, I feel like I'm not making a difference in the world and this and that. Like, I can't think about, it's not good to be dwelling, and I guess this is related to the topic. You know, it's not good to be dwelling on that stuff. Make your goals your goals, your art goals, you know, your daily or weekly or monthly goals. You know, did I get my sketchbook done this month? That's what we need to be focused on. And also, am I connecting with people? Am I, you know, having, you know, it's not am I connecting with the right people, it's am I just connecting with more people and learning more about other people, and am I giving to other people? And these are things that I do focus on a lot and enjoy, but, you know, that's what I need to be focused on, not is this stuff, what's the ROI, you know, what's the return on investment? There's a time to focus on that, but it's not something you focus on a daily basis. It's something you go and you check it out, and you make some adjustments, and then the adjustments are made, and now focus on your goals again, on your real goals. Because focusing on the money will not get you money. You know, if you want to be happy in life, you can't focus on being happy. Like, what can I do to make myself happy? Because you're going to end up being, you know, doing a lot of selfish type of things, probably. You know, what are the things that bring me happiness and go for them to get happiness? You know, don't do that, but evaluate the things that made you happy in the past. And then what are those activities that you did? So just do those activities. I don't know, like, a lot of times they say, like, the road to, like, success is not a straight path, and it's the same thing. You can't really focus on happiness to become happy. You gotta focus on the things that create happiness, basically. You know, spending time with your family, having, you know, somewhat of a balance in life, you know, working on your art projects or whatever it is that kind of keeps you going and keeps you fresh. Just focus on those things. Don't focus on being happy, because you're kind of chasing, you know, you're chasing some, like a white rabbit, I guess is maybe the metaphor. You're just chasing something that you can't really get hold of, you know. So don't focus on the money. The money will come. Just focus on the things that you have planned that you need to do, your goals and what you need to do, because that's all you can actually affect, and that's all you have any level of control over. And even that, you don't always have much control, but that's the only thing you do have some control over, at least. So focus on those things. That's what I'm saying to myself, really, but, you know, I try to turn it into something for you guys, because I don't want you to, you know, think I'm just, you know, talking about myself for an hour and a half or however long this thing goes. This one's going to end up being long, I think. But that does lead, actually, into kind of my topic, and it's going to, like I said, be a little short, because I've already kind of framed it up to ad nauseum and stuff, so, you know, sometimes in framing stuff up, you know, you almost already, you know, spoil it. But, I mean, it's not even that big a deal now. Now I'm, like, building it up, and now you're going to be let down. But it's basically the mindset idea. And honestly, I don't even know exactly what I'm going to talk about. I just felt like talking about it. But, and this is something that I don't talk about very much. Because it's that self-helpy stuff that people talk about and criticize, and I don't, you know, I'm still forming thoughts, and I'm also, I kind of have a little bit, it like gnaws at me a little bit, some things that I've heard people say, like the criticisms about it and stuff, but, you know, focusing on your mindset, like, paying attention to your mindset. There's better terms. For some reason, I'm not thinking of them, even though I was thinking about them before. But, you know, it's like that self-helpy stuff. Like, people say, you know, oh, you know, I don't need that kind of stuff. You know, people who are weak need that kind of stuff. You know, mature man doesn't need that or whatever. I don't know. But there's lots of criticisms, and I'm talking about, like, that Tony Robbins type stuff, and that, like, you know, some of that cheesy stuff. Now, there's a certain level of cheese that I can't stand. You know, I can't get, and sometimes I have to turn certain things like that off, and honestly, I don't listen to a lot of it anyways, but I feel like I need to a little bit more. And the reason I'm talking about this is because, you know, like I was talking about in the beginning of the show, is I get into these ruts, and I had a big rut this week, and maybe a little last week, and I was feeling very negative, you know, and thinking very negative, and I was kind of bipolar a little bit, because there was moments of inspiration, there was moments of times when I was helping other people not feel so negative. And, you know, just good things, but there was definitely an overall, like, negative vibe in my brain and stuff this weekend. And, you know, I didn't do what I needed to do to get out of it, you know. And that's my fault, you know. It's good to have stuff to listen to or read or watch, whatever it is you do, when you're getting into these negative spirals or whatever, And it's like when you're in that negative thing, you're like, I don't think anything's going to help. You know, you just, you're like, you don't want to even try to do that because it's like, it's not going to help. I'm just pissed, you know? And sometimes you're like, misery loves company. You're almost like, you want to have a pity party. Sometimes you don't really want it, but you know, when you're in that negative mind state, you don't see the hope. You don't see the good stuff. So, you know, when you maybe when it dawns on you to maybe listen to something positive that's going to lift you out, you're like, I don't care. It's not going to work. You know, I can't imagine being like all of a sudden not feeling bad because I just feel bad right now. But I have, you know, went against the grain and still done it before in the past, and it has worked, you know. So that's kind of what I needed to lean on, that it has worked before, so I need to at least try it. And I just failed. I did not do that this week. And it's my own fault, you know. And now I'm kind of feeling a little better, so great, but, you know, I wasted some time, unfortunately. I mean, I still got some stuff done, but I wasted some time, and I probably didn't need to push myself out of it. I probably could have, you know, gotten some help by listening to something positive, you know. And maybe also I wasn't sure what to listen to. So, I don't know. But I think it's important to notice those cycles when you get into, like, that negative spiral. And I think if you don't like somebody like Tony Robbins or, like, you know, the guy who does the Millionaire Mind stuff, or, I mean, there's one that I like a lot that's pretty good. Not specifically for this, but he's pretty positive. And he's not, like, too cheesy either. He's pretty real, and I like him. And his name is Dan Miller. I always talk about him. 48 Days to the Work You Love. It's a podcast. It only goes once a week, but, you know, and it's only for 48 minutes. Everything's, like, in the number 48, you know. He kind of uses that, but he's kind of like a lot of, and I've said this before, a lot of marketers and different people who talk on the subject, you'll listen to their stuff and then, okay, now I have, like, 10 different things I need to do, and you get, like, panicked, and you get excited, but you get a little panicked, and then maybe you don't do it. With this guy, it's more like a kind of a fatherly figure, a grandfather or something like that, where it's just like chilled out. Like, I feel at peace almost after I listen, because it's like, okay, these are some principles and you need to find your way of doing that, you know, and stuff. But it's not like, you know, it's more of a breath of fresh air than a you know, okay, now I gotta tackle, like, these 10 things on this list this guy gave me. So, and I think, you know, the criticism that, you know, you're maybe like a man and you don't need to, you know, that's for people who are weaker and blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't like that criticism. I think it's a bunch of bull, because those people who say that do go in negative spirals also. They just don't wanna, like, you know, they don't want to do anything that might be a little cheesy. I don't know. I can't judge them. I don't know where they're at or why they say that. But I like to be honest with myself. And I think a lot of people, I try to be honest with myself. I think being human is a big part of it, is we're not always honest with ourselves. It's just kind of part of that human condition. And I know a lot of us, you know, we feel like we think, you know, we're logical thinkers, or, you know, we try to reason things out and not just go on, you know, feelings and this and that. But the truth is, there's only so much of that you can actually be, because we're just all kind of bent by our own influences and, you know, just environment and stuff. Like, it just, there, you can't get around it. You know, our culture shapes us. There's a lot of things that shape us. Even if you kick against that, there's still, you're still shaped, you're still, you know, pretty American if you go to Japan, you know? Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. Like, no matter how you might really be into Japanese culture or any other culture for that matter, you know, you're going to go over there and you're going to see differences in the way you act compared to, you know, the way they act, you know, because there's, you just didn't grow up in whatever their culture is, you know. Things shape us, and we, our opinions are, you know, formed sometimes through some of that, and I think, you know, if we're honest, we at least admit that there's a little bit of that going on, but I think there's probably a lot more than we'd like to admit. And so I try to be honest with myself, you know, and I try to do my best, but I do acknowledge that I also am not, and my thinking is faulty, and there's a lot I don't know about life, a lot that I think I know. There might be some things, there's probably a decent amount of things that I think I know that are maybe questionable. So at any given point I could be wrong, but I can only go on what I've learned and what rings true to me, you know. And that's what I stick with. And there's, you know, you can test it by, you know, things kind of confirm it as you go, but whatever. I don't want to get too much into psychology. But that element is there, and I'm acknowledging that it's there is really the point. So there's that, and then there's also the thing where we go through moods and things, and especially as artists, man, we're bipolar. I mean, in a certain extent, you know, I don't want to make light of that condition, because that is a serious condition, and I'm definitely, I think, and I hope, not bipolar in that extent where, you know, I need medication or anything, and I think some people do legitimately maybe need some medication. I don't know, but I have seen people do better on medication who are severely bipolar. So I think there's a place for medication, but I'm not always into it. You know, I think it's something that really, you need to realize that medication is never the whole answer, I think. But that's a whole other tangent again. You know, I think as artists, we're kind of bipolar, you know, I don't know, like, we're always, and there's different parts of it, like, one thing I've been talking with my buddy Mike Vallad about a lot lately is, just our inability to be decisive, you know, it's so hard to be decisive, like, there's so much things we like, so many things we want to do, if we do settle on one thing, especially with a comic, it's like there's so much decision making that goes into making comics. So it's like you're second guessing the whole way through. And, you know, even from designing the characters and then like which direction you want to go with the story. And then even when you finally get everything written and all the characters designed, you know, how am I going to lay this panel out, you know? And there's like 100 different ways you could do it. What's the best way? What's the way that, you know, should I go with the best way or the way that resounds most with me and the way I like? You know, should I pander more to the audience in this part? Or, I mean, am I pandering only to myself and then I'm not being clear? Like, there's just so much. And eventually you got to just kind of be okay with not necessarily having the perfect choice in every situation. So perfection is just, it plagues artists a lot of times, and I'm not even a perfectionist, and it plagues me, you know? Sometimes I need to be a little more of a perfectionist. That's my problem, is I'm a little too quick and dirty with my stuff. I don't know how I could possibly have missed the exit, because I've been watching it this whole time, and there was no exit that I could have taken an exit. Whatever. GPSs are weird and annoying sometimes. It's alright. There's other exits. There will be other exits in my life.
And entrances.
Let's get real metaphysical here. Anyways. So, I think we need to manage where we're at emotionally and mentally. You know, as you know, we need to take responsibility for at least guiding it, you know, into better places if we can. And you know, sometimes I listen to all these art videos and podcasts, and they're great.
I love them.
But I think sometimes I kind of overdo them a little bit. Because, you know, I also need to be focusing on, like, stuff that inspires me. Like, today, I could have definitely listened to some other things. You know, listened to, like, a podcast or whatever. But I just knew I wasn't going to be able to pay attention, and I just had thoughts racing through my mind, ideas of things I want to do, and it was, like, almost inspirational, and I was like, okay, I need to just, like, even though it's easy to just pop this in and kind of go on autopilot, let me just let my thoughts go, you know? Sometimes you need a little quiet, or at least, you know, eliminate some of the noise or whatever. So that's kind of what I did, and then eventually, you know, I kind of realized, you know, I got to make sure I get my podcast recorded as well. So anyways, you got to manage stuff. And I think that if you're going down a negative spiral, try popping in something that's, you know, a little self-helpy, you know. Sometimes you are, like, kind of in a fragile mood or whatever. I mean, I'm not, you know, Mr. Freaking, you know, testosterone and always going well 100%. Sometimes, I mean, we're not, I mean, women, I know they obviously have their, you know, cycles and stuff, and sometimes those dips and stuff are way more extreme, and it just has to do with hormones, obviously, and things like that. And, you know, if you've ever been married or in a relationship for any long level of time, and you're a guy, and you've been with a girl, you know, you can recognize this. If you spend any time with a woman, you kind of can recognize these cycles. But my point being is that I think guys kind of go through them too, but they're like, you know, they don't have the such crazy hormones going on, and I think there's a reason for all that. But anyways, I don't want to get into that. But that being said, like, I think we have kind of our cycles too. Maybe they're not, like, as regular or whatever, but we go, especially as artists too. And, you know, I definitely, there's times I feel more emotional, and there's times that I feel like, you know, the most saddest thing just doesn't affect me. You know, and I kind of hate those times, because I'm like, am I, like, not human? Like, I don't know, like, it's weird, and I don't have the right emotions at the right times is one thing that I've said before, and it's true. Like, there'll be times where it's like, say you're at a funeral or something or whatever, and that's, like, the time when people sometimes cry or shed a tear, you know, some people bawl, you know, whatever. And sometimes I couldn't pull a tear out of me if I had a wrench, you know, an emotion wrench. But there's other days where it's like some of the littlest things, you know, will get me kind of going emotionally, and I'll have to hold back tears or, you know, whatever, you know. And I'm not a, you know, one of these, like I said, big testosterone guys, like, I don't cry. I cry sometimes, you know, sometimes the tears come out. And I have my safe places for that, you know. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not an extremely emotional guy, that's for sure. I'm definitely, you know, a lot of people probably think I have no emotions. I'm that kind of guy, you know. But they're there. They just, you know, I don't know. I'm not very expressive is really what it is. So I have to, like, force myself to be expressive, and I do that a lot with, like, these podcasts and videos. Like, I'm being myself, but I'm being a little bit of an amplified version of myself so that I can try to get those thoughts and emotions across. I think it comes through. But there's no way I'd ever reach the level of somebody like Yasbar. I'm not saying he's like an emotional mess or anything. He's very expressive, you know, and that's awesome. Like, and that is something that a lot of people enjoy and are entertained by, and it's a good thing. And everybody's different. Everybody's got different ways of doing things, and I just happen to be a less expressive version of human. So, but I do have emotions very much, and as I get older too, like I've realized that I definitely am way more emotional than I used to be. Like, things have so much more meaning, you know. Like, I was talking on the Skype talk last night actually about that show Parenthood. The lady from Gilmore Girls is on that, and man, that show. That last episode, they finished it up, and I mean, I was bawling. That last episode was like crazy, and like it was kind of like that a lot, you know, but not like super, super bawling or whatever, or emotional. But like, there's definitely times, a lot of times during that show, you know, watching the series through all the seasons. There's definitely moments where I was, you know, I mean, those people definitely have a real feel to them. They feel like your family and that kind of thing. And really good show. Parenthood's a great show. Right up there with, like, something like Gilmore Girls, but a little more oriented on family and drama and a little less on the quirkiness and the funniness, I guess. But it has plenty of quirkiness in it, which is... You know, I need a little bit of that, you know, in my shows, that I like that. There's got to be some kind of angle that makes it interesting and fun or whatever. But anyways, that's about it I was going to say, but I'm going to pause it here, and then we're going to end the show in a couple minutes here. So one second. All right, so... So, that's a really good show, and yeah, I think we need to, like, kind of watch what our mind's doing and try to, when it starts going negative, find whatever it is that kind of gets you out of that. I mean, sometimes it's a certain kind of music. Like, if I were to listen to, like, maybe some kind of oldies or... I don't know, it's just stuff that's fun and not too deep, like, that might have helped me. But music doesn't always do it. Sometimes I need a little bit of, you know, coaching or some words of encouragement or something like that. There's plenty of that available out there. And I'm okay with a decent amount of cheese to get that, you know. Tony Robbins, I think, is a good one. He's pretty motivational. Some of these motivational speakers are less cheesy. There's tons of them out there. And, you know, I'm not saying, like, you know, take everything they say whole stock, you know. Take what you like and spit out the stuff you don't like, or leave the stuff you don't like. And, you know, get what you need, you know. And I don't know, I feel like it's probably good to keep that, you know, listen to stuff that's motivational even once a day for like 20 minutes, if maybe to start out your day, you know. I don't know, it's just a suggestion. It's definitely something that a lot of guru type people, like marketing business guru type people, suggest. And I think it is a good thing to do every day, is to have something. So maybe some days you might not need it, but I mean, if you're like me, just starting out in the morning is always, a lot of times it's a struggle, especially if you got, like, you know, a physical labor, meaningless type of day job, you know. And I'm not saying this, what I do is meaningless, but it's meaningless to me, you know. It's just not something I have any... whatever, and you've heard me talk about that many times. But, you know, I think it's helpful to have those positive vibes. We're only human, like, yeah, I'm a man, I'm a grown man, grown-ass man. You know, I'm mature, I'm adult, I take care of what I need to take care of. But that doesn't mean I don't need a little help, too, you know? And I'm cool with that. So, that's my thoughts, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about. And hopefully that encourages you, you know, and maybe there's something helpful in there. And, you know, that's about it. You know, thank you guys for listening, sticking with me through all my flakiness. You know, I just appreciate those of you who have stuck around and actually enjoy the stuff I'm saying and are hopefully helped by it. And I know you guys, a lot of you guys helped me too, you know. So it's kind of a cool back and forth thing, and I really think that's awesome. So, again, thank you, and I will talk to you on the next Escape Artist podcast next week. Later.
Background music provided by Mr. Pool. You can find show notes at donkeyjawprojects.com, where you can also sign up for the newsletter. If you'd like to support, go to patreon.com/plex or go to iTunes and leave a review. And thank you so much for listening. Now get your butt out there and make some awesome stuff. It's Escape Artist.